We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a 7:51. Well, it's something coming up this weekend.
Really, you're busy on Sunday. You just won't be lounging around in the gated community. You'll
Not
be judging at the 5th Annual Simsbury Spooktacular Chili Challenge presented by the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce, and the Chamber's Executive Director, Lisa Gray, joins us on the telephone now. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
How did Simsbury decide to come up with this chili challenge and the timing of it right around Halloween, which gives it the cool nickname?
Yeah.
Well, this happened about 5 years ago when I first came on board as their executive director at the Simsbury Chamber, and my husband and I attended a chili cook-off. It was the Connecticut State Championship, actually, down in New Haven in September of 2014. And I thought, hey, what a great way to make an impact on the community and bring something great that everyone could enjoy and everybody could bring their family and just have a wonderful day outside. And so we started in 2015, and, you know, this is the perfect time of year for chili.
Oh, God, right, yeah. Exactly.
You want to eat chili when it's starting to get chilly in the air. So Halloween just seemed to be a natural time for it, and we were able to turn it into not just a cook-off, but a whole celebration of the holiday with trick-or-treating for the kids and costume contests and just a whole lot of fun for the day.
It is a good time, and usually you've got great weather coming up this weekend, so no problem whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, you're counting on the five-day forecast?
Well, I'm trying to count on the five-day forecast.
Right.
I'm just saying. I have faith.
I always do.
So, you know, it's just, the thing is, and there's so many other things. First of all, I'm glad you're not doing this in July. So that's smart on your part.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing better than a good bowl of chili. But no, I mean, you have a lot of people involved in this thing. It's getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, you've got vendors there. You've got samples of chili. You've got, you know, restaurants that are going to be showing up. And in fact, they're in a competition as well, are they not?
Yes, that's correct. We have I believe 13 restaurants at this point that will be competing, and we have almost 25 amateurs who will be competing. So there's going to be a lot of chili for the day, and
yes.
It's a great deal. It's just $10. People pay $10 and you come in and taste all the chili you want, hear live music. Kids can enjoy a bounce house and a touch a truck.
Oh, God,
we have axe throwing this year. We've added.
Oh, you're doing axe throwing?
We're doing axe throwing. Yeah.
Are you going to throw an axe, Lisa?
I might try it.
Yeah. Nice.
No.
A lot of running around on that day. So we'll
no, I know. You've got busier things to do. It takes place at the Simsbury Meadows Performing Arts Center on Iron Horse Boulevard in Simsbury. Now, are you a chili cook yourself? And to you, what makes a great chili?
I do cook chili for my family. Unfortunately, like I said, on the day of the celebration, I'm doing too much running around.
Well, and look,
making sure everything is running smoothly.
Let's be
so
honest. If you won the thing, it would look a little.
Yeah,
it would look
bad.
A little skewed.
That would
it
be
would.
Really We'd be happy for you.
Would look quite right.
But I mean, the thing is, you know, the rules. What do you think? I mean,
yeah,
I've been a judge once before.
Yeah, what makes a good chili?
What makes a good chili? I like a variety of ingredients for me. I like people who get creative, something that's more than just the standard ground beef and sauce and beans.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We have a chili this year that is made with Italian sausage that I happen to
taste. Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Oh, that sounds tremendous.
It was really good. It had an Italian twist. They even put a little basil in there, and it was fantastic. And we've had a vegetarian chili in the past that had butternut squash in it that was really good.
That was really good. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I like different kinds of things.
And then you do white chili, usually, with like...
There is some white chili there, which is typically made with chicken, sometimes pork. Yeah.
It's really good. And you put a little celery in there sometimes, and that doesn't hurt it at all. It's fine.
What do the proceeds go to, Lisa?
Proceeds go to support the programs and services of the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce that we provide to the community and our member businesses year-round.
Wow. It's one of the things that I found as a judge is one of the things that people insist on doing. Let's make it as hot as we possibly can. I'm going to give I'm going to give you guys a tip that are competing.
Gather around the radio because Uncle Ray's got some advice.
After the first bowl, you can't taste anything. So it's just basically you just go, yeah, okay, that looks good. We'll take it. I do like a thicker consistency. So if you want to please me, fine. But yeah, what else? Oh, you had some food trucks. I was mentioning this, but you have the Maine Lobster Truck. What's that?
We do. Yes, Cousins Lobster Truck. Cousins Maine Lobster Truck is coming. They have a huge following. I'm sure many of your listeners out there are familiar with them.
Okay.
They're extremely popular, so we're very happy to have them this year. So that's just a little something different. You know, sometimes somebody might bring a friend to the chili cook-off because they love chili, but their friend might not necessarily love tasting all the chili, and so they'd rather have something else. Or maybe they taste a couple of chilies, and like you said, it turns out to be too spicy for them, so they want to try something else. So we've got the lobster truck. We also have Kane's Market, who will be there cooking hamburgers and hot dogs. And so there's other things that people can eat.
By the way, you have a beer garden and axe throwing, which I think could be dangerous.
That would be dangerous, one with the other.
I'm just saying this. That's all.
Yes. And well, we have set a rule that you have to throw the axes before you start drinking.
Yes. Okay. See, and that's what makes you a terrific leader. That's why you're so good at leading the chamber. Well, it looks like it's a great event.
It's the
fifth annual Simsbury Spooktacular Chili Challenge presented by the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce. Ray will be a judge at
but
that
you'll
event.
See me. I'll be backstage.
It'll be from noon to 5 on Sunday at the Simsbury Meadows Performing Arts Center. Yeah. We've been visiting with Lisa Gray. Lisa, you know what? If you want to make some of that chili with the Italian sausage and slip
really
it to Ray
good.
So he can bring it in on Monday, that would be awesome.
Can you do that?
We'll take care of that for
We would
you.
Make you a permanent guest on our show
thank
whenever
you
want it.
Lisa, so. It would be a pleasure.
Lisa, thanks. Have a great, good luck on Sunday. Hope it's a great day.
See you Sunday.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys. See you then, Ray.
Bye-bye.
See, now, wouldn't that be good, I mean, to do the with the Italian sausage?
Italian sausage.
And
then
a lot of people put them over Cheetah Fritos or something like that. How about putting it over pasta?
Chili over pasta
like
is always a big favorite.
Okay, see, so. Could do that. Well, we'll try that on Monday.
All right.
If I get some.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.